Thanks to all who make these readings possible, supporters, sponsors, audience. Monongahela River at Dunbar Beach. We rush the brown waters, sometimes fished for catfish or carp. Oil oozed into trunks as we spit out some river, then spit out some more. How different was it from running fingers along gritty window seals, breathing the mill's sulfurous fumes, inhaling winter's bituminous clouds? Crude slaps of dog panels, American crawls, splashed till we trucked through the muck-silted shore, headed home to watch the orange glory, molten slag, steaming the river, exploding in the night. Chevy truck. I left the creek, emerged from the birches to see split rails half framing the just ajar door, its muted chrome handle. It was more rust than orange, and that orange faded, and here and there air where metal had been. Paint peeling from paint, from one shiny steel, steel that could break a fist, now vulnerable to an errant lean. Plump heads of August wheat brushed against wheel wells and panels. Kids on running boards, the farmer who checked the battery, spark plugs, carburetor, before kicking the tires, denting the hubcap, lumbering home, are part of that picture. Thunderheads threatened, but I lingered a while for the faint scent of creosote, the story written there. Thank you. Royal coachman, woolly buggers, damsel flies. Maybe it was Whipke Dam, the fisherwoman seated on the berm, vintage print dress, jay blue bonnet, corncob pipe wisping. Or Dunbar Creek, downed branches snapping underfoot, hip boots stubbing lichens from root and rock. We were battling rhododendron, branches twitching rod tips when we saw the warning, fly fishing only. Dad flicked his wrist, early light glinting the leader, while eyes fought dagger reflections. Monofilament flew through the guides, settled in lime S's, rode riffles from current to eddy. We teased trout with royal coachmen, woolly buggers, damsel flies. Between each cast, pendulum sweeps of arm and rod, fluffed flies dry, floated them by sunken log, sculpted boulder. Left hand holding rod, right deftly coiling slack, we waited, tensed, set the hook. Cast till muscle and sun sapped desire, pulled us from the hidden kingfisher, the rainbows. We were plotting the chill of April, its dappled shadows, following the tread-worn path. Dad saying, "That guy's using live bait." When I saw the Model T, spoked wheels, running boards, I told him, "You can't use live bait here." He said, "You gonna feed my family?" Between spits of tobacco. They say he stiffed the bull, skipped town, settled across the river in spider's old web when everything chilled. She was trouble. Yeah, so Screech settles in when spider's old clients come calling, all pissed off about worthless chits, asking where is she? He's at the door with a double barrel, telling them where to put the chits. Them saying they'll be back to search the place, threatening to tear things up. So he throws it all in the pickup, torches the place. That's when they found the bones. Thank you. Pavlov had nothing on this dog. The hungering engulfs you, subtle desire hidden, till forefinger wraps the ear of the coffee cup, counterbalances the three-finger thumb pressure, lips again searching, finding the comfort of porcelain. Taste buds anticipating that last savor, the whole act autonomous, till you recall, just seconds before, that savor was the last savor. It happens again with wine, tea, hot chocolate, to search a desperate ploy to prolong this moment, to linger in this singular period of time, this pause between vacuum, car inspection, taxes. You nudge tip of tongue to tip of rim, tip of tongue to tip of rim, searching for that last drop, a finger tap, tap, tapping the lit elevator button. To mutilate privacy with a single fully syllable is to throw away the search for the one necessary word, Adrian Rich. One word spoken would ruin it all. I envy the writer at roll top desk, lamp lit, inkwell full, quill raised and ready, who in amber light looks past the pane to moonlit snow, the oral glow from log's defense of winter to edge of forest myth. Where backs once glistened, sighing sickle laying summer swaths, now shadows slip and glide on muted undulations. Black to blue to gray they fold and take their place as subtle flakes while quieter still. One word spoken would ruin it all. Before boots plotted with certain expectation, what could that writer have achieved at that time, at that station? Table, three chairs. Should I order? Did I? Where's Emilio? His arbor, did he say? His hands, the concords must have bled a little. His timing, just so. Oh, your chair too, empty? I remember now, she worries. How am I to share this moon, this kiss of mist, the muted waves murmur? One glass, full of Chardonnay, is just a glass. Can you see Venus above the bay? She smiles beautifully tonight. Thank you.